This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Geology Rocks! The Geological Society!
Welcome back, Rock Watchers! Have you noticed how rocks are everywhere? Has your kitchen got stone tiles on the floor? They're rocks. Granite worktops? Yeah, rocks. Gravel in your garden? Stones in the park? Well, you get the idea. Now, you don't need to be a genius to know that all these rocks aren't all the same. But can you tell the difference between them? Because rocks all look a bit, well, rocky, it might seem difficult to tell, but trying to break them down makes it a bit easier. Here's the starting point. There's three main types of rock. Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Let's check out igneous rock for starters. We'll need to go back underneath the Earth's surface where the rocks are very hot and under a lot of pressure. Whew! It's boiling down here! And that's the big clue about what makes an igneous rock. It's rock that has come from magma, melted rock. Like the stuff that bubbles up from deep in the earth and bursts out of volcanoes as lava. Let's get out of here! That's better. Now, magma isn't rock as we know it. It's too squishy. It's molten or melted rock. But when things cool down, it will get harder. A bit like making ice lollies out of juice. When magma cools down, it will turn back into solid rock. And that's igneous rock. Igneous rocks are made up of crystals which form when the molten rock cools and hardens. There are two places this can happen. Inside the Earth and on the surface of the Earth. So igneous rocks are either intrusive, which means inside, or extrusive, which means on the surface. Not all igneous rocks are the same. Just like all rocks, there are differences between them. All rocks are made of tiny particles which give them many of their properties, like being able to soak up water like chalk does when it's left in the rain, or being super strong like the granite on the kitchen worktop. The particles might be different shapes, tiny or large, packed closely together or spaced out. There's a massive variety of combinations, which is why rocks can do so many things for us.
Geology Picks.
Never, ever, ever bother looking for fossils in igneous rocks. You won't find any. Here's a clue why. When you see action movies about volcanoes, everyone runs for their lives when the lava starts to flow, because they know nothing survives the heat of the molten rock. That's the answer. Igneous rocks are made from such hot stuff that no living thing could survive the temperatures they were made in. So there would be nothing left to make a fossil from. Time to go! See you again soon. In the meantime, find out more on the Fun Kids website.
Geology Rocks! The Geological Society!
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.